HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, this is Neerja Birla, founder and chairperson of Empower. I welcome all of you to this brand new The OK Not OK Show.
The OK Not OK Show with Mrs. Neerja Birla.
So today we're trying to showcase how important it is to understand your child's personality to help them bloom. Every child is unique in terms of personality, temperament, reaction, the very idea of life. So, you know, it's really okay if you're a little confused because we are all on this little roller coaster, beautiful, tender, sometimes rough, yet extremely rewarding and fulfilling journey of parenting. Today we're discussing the uniqueness of every child's personality and how important it is for parents to understand and support that uniqueness. You know, I have to share this with you. As a parent, there is nothing that I have marveled at more than how different yet similar my kids have been. I just find it extremely fascinating how they have the same set of parents, the same upbringing, and yet each one is so intrinsically different from the other. Okay, we're getting a lot of questions.
Hi Neerja, Dheeraj this side. I have a daughter who is 16 years old. She is quite intense in her reactions at times. Like when she is mad, she starts shouting, complaining and throwing things. And this is getting me worried. I really don't know what to do with her.
Hi Dheeraj, thanks for calling in. I hear you, I really do. You know, because teenage is a very trying time, both for the adolescent as well as the parents. But first, take a deep breath and just relax. You know, all parents reach this stage. We all have gone through it. I had a friend who had a similar issue with her son. And you know, she did something that turned her child way for the better. I'm not saying that it will 100% work for you, but I'm sure it'll help you deal with her angst better. So this is what she did. She set anger limits. So your teen really needs to know that while it's okay to be angry, and it really is because anger is a very natural emotion for all of us, but it's not okay to throw things. It's definitely not okay to curse at others, and it's absolutely not okay to get physically aggressive. And if she does, she needs to be held accountable by repairing or paying for the damages. And you know, my friend, what really helped is she stopped babying her teen and started treating him like a grown-up. So Dheeraj, give it a try. But do listen to her because, you know, there may be a subtext to her reactions. And that will not only help you understand the situation better, but it will also help a much better bonding and understanding between you and your daughter. So definitely do let us know how this works for you, Dheeraj. But in the meanwhile, stay calm because it's really okay. So it's time for our next caller. Hello.
Hi, ma'am. I'm Sunita. My son is 9 years old and he's like a complete rough and tough boy. However, recently I was taken by surprise when he saw me putting nail polish and asked me if he could do the same. I'm so confused. I did not expect an effeminate gesture from him.
Hi Sunita, thank you so much for calling in and for your query. I think it's a great question. You know, if I would have been in your situation, I would have said, of course, why not? Who are we to set boundaries for our children? If his behavior isn't dangerous to himself or anybody else, then you don't need to worry too much. You know, the important thing is that he should feel comfortable and confident talking to you about whatever he feels, needs or thinks. Would any of you listening to me out there have any suggestions for Sunita? If you do, then definitely WhatsApp them to me on 8108-943-943. Hello.
Hi Neerja, I'm Vinaysha. I have two boys. They are 7 and 4. While the elder child is very social and cheerfully greets new people, my younger one doesn't even make eye contact. This really worries me.
Hello, Vinaysha. Thanks for calling in. You know, one thing that we must all keep foremost in our minds is that one size doesn't fit all. We all are born with such different temperaments. You are probably very different from your sibling. Similarly, every child has a different personality and we must respect that. So even with your child who's 4, just take it really slow with him. It really doesn't matter if he doesn't want to meet so many people or he's not very social. So you can introduce your child to new people in a very controlled environment and while you are there with him, so he feels safe. Whenever possible, prepare your child to meet new people much ahead of time. Give him lots of time to get used to new places so that he feels secure and is comfortable. And the most important thing, please don't label your child as shy. Labels just stick and become self-fulfilling prophecies. What you can do is just explain to your child and to the others that he really likes to take things slow. And it's really okay. It's absolutely normal not to want to meet new people. And there's nothing as right or wrong in temperaments. But the most important thing is that children must be accepted for who they are. Do let me know what you think about this on 8108-943-943. I'm going to now turn the tables, and instead of you running after your kids to finish off their homework, I'm going to give you some, and it will be time for you to finish yours. But before that, let me share something that I did last week. So just out of the blue, I felt like writing a note to each one of my kids. It was a very simple note, just a simple, I love you. And I just sent it in with their breakfast. And I was really amazed. I was so touched that each one of them was extremely thrilled and really happy with that note. So that's your homework for the week. Why don't you write down a few things that you think are unique to your child? And maybe actually write a note of appreciation to them. I think they'll really love it. And that's it for today. But in the next episode, we'll talk about the top parenting hacks for the modern Indian parent. And don't forget to send in your thoughts and questions on our WhatsApp number 8108-943-943. Looking forward to meeting you. Till then, keep calm because it's okay. Hugs and love, Neerja Birla.
Hi, this is Neerja Birla, founder and chairperson of Empower. I welcome all of you to this brand new The OK Not OK Show.
The OK Not OK Show with Mrs. Neerja Birla.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.